Inspire, motivate, educate. The Digital Vibe Podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Annette, the host of the Digital Vibe Podcast. Glad you can join me for another episode of some really inspirational, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, did I say that? Yeah, some really great and amazing stuff. This is a podcast that strives to really inspire you and let you know that it really is all about you. So this is what this podcast is about, to let you know that it's about you. It's about you. So let's see. If you listened to my last week's podcast, I hope you had a chance to listen to that. And I was sharing my story. And it's amazing that I can see myself from where, you know, every thing that I've done and every step that I've taken, to see where the journey and so many different things that I've learned and how I've evolved over just even the past few years. So it's an incredible thing when you have your journey and you share it. I love this. This is what I love about doing what I do, to be able to share with you and hopefully inspire you to think differently, act differently, you know, get motivated, learn some things, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what this podcast is all about. So I was talking about, like I said, I was sharing my story, and my story is an ongoing story, like any story is. And I was so excited about getting ready to talk about something that I had been working on, that's launched, that's finished, which is my course, my online course, the Wealth Building Series. And it launched, as a matter of fact, it was in June, so the course is already launched. So it's when I started this, really. It's really a lot that goes involved in designing anything or doing anything. And everything I do, I want to be able to inspire, motivate, and educate you. So that's what it's really all about. So I use it as the premise, as the foundation for everything that I do, because, of course, that is my brand tagline. So I look at anything that I've done, everything I've created and done and worked on, or any project that I've done. It's always it really always has to have, for me, something, a good intention. And there's nothing that's going to be any different. And if you listened to my podcast last week, I said so much, many times in my conversation that I wanted to, that is what this podcast is all about. So anything less than that wouldn't be something I would do. So it's one of those things. It kind of chooses you, and you choose it, and that's what you want to do. So, but everything that I've developed, started, created, has come from a place of really soul awakening, really looking inside myself, and who I want to be, what I want to do, what kind of world that I want to see, and how really that, you know, what I do can make a difference in that. So everything, you know, that I've been sharing, as a matter of fact, has been out of that premise. So I don't think an online course for me would be any different. So the Wealth Building Series is really a foundational course for me. It's something that's transformational course, and it's a course I designed simply because I saw the need, and I still see the need. But when you are a person that desires to make a change in the world and make a difference in this world, then it's pretty natural that I designed this course and I created this course, and I want you to share in this course. So for the next couple of, I don't know, weeks, months, I don't know how often I'll do it, but I will be sharing with you some of some of the chapters from the course. And hopefully that'll give you an idea of what the course is all about. So you can, of course, purchase the course. But there is more to that story. So there's some background behind that course. And it has taken me a little bit of time when I, you know, put the course together, but it was something like that I wanted to have that impact. And I think everything that I do, whether it's this show, whether it's any piece of content that I create on my website, whether it's a video, it's all the same thing. And that is what I want to do. That is what I want to put out there. And so this course, you know, was something that I said I needed to do one. And I didn't really know what to do, what would I be talking about? What would I discuss kind of thing? And I didn't know where to begin. So they say the best way to start is at the beginning, right? So I didn't know where to begin though, right? But out of really doing this podcast, this came about. And I said, I really wanted to, just like I wrote one of the other books that I have that I often talk about, my entrepreneurship book, 101 Ways to Go from Point A to Point B. I talked often about that book, and that won't be in this episode of the Digital Vibe podcast, though. That'll be another time. So I really, everything that I do, that I create, coming from me, has to be something that has that inspiration. It motivates, it educates. So coming from that point and from that's my core belief, that's what I value, this course was kind of easy to put together, you know, in the sense that I knew exactly what I wanted to say. I knew exactly what I wanted to say the chapters were going to be, that kind of thing. So it wasn't that hard to figure that out. So when you are, when you're a writer and you take the time to write different things, you really go within yourself and inside yourself, and all of a sudden these things just come out. So it's from an inner place and passion of writing and coupled with who I am. So that's where this course has come from. And I look at this course as something that's pretty dynamic for me, because it has allowed me to change, you know, my vision. You know, visions never stay the same. And as a founder of this podcast and as an entrepreneur, you find that everything changes. As a visionary, things change. And purpose is dynamic. Vision is dynamic. It changes all the time. You may be, you know, it's like one thing, one year you're doing something, next year something else is totally different. But I never, ever stray away from my essence of who I am and my brand's message, which is inspire, motivate, and educate. So I don't want to get too far off. And that is what keeps me centered. That's what keeps me focused. When I'm not focused, that keeps me centered. So, because that's me. So I started kind of deciding exactly what the chapters were going to be. I didn't know exactly what they were, but I knew I wanted to say this and that. But like any writer knows that it does take time, but what you create is something special to you. So it is truly something special to me to be able to offer that course. And it's a course that definitely has intense power to instill something in you. It'll inspire you to do something. It'll make you get up and go and do something about something. And that's the intention of this course. So I kind of decided, that I was going to, put it together, do it. And then I put it together. Then I rebranded it and reproduced it and did some things with it. So it's not the same as it was originally. And but I thought it'd be great to really have something that really is not just for me. It's for you. You know, it's something that benefits me and it'll benefit you, because I still look at that course as something that's life changing for me. And I still look at it and look at some of the chapters every once in a while, not very often. But I look at it and I say, wow, that's really a nice, you know, really, really amazing writing. But what I'm saying and conveying the message is what I want to say. So a lot of people put together courses and they do different things. And a lot of it is, you know, people do different things for different reasons. And I really kind of didn't really want to call it a course at first. I really just wanted to call it a series because it is a series. It's the Wealth Building Series. So the title is a little bit deceptive. It's a little bit of a misnomer. And you might think it's actually building wealth like you think it is. It's money. But it really is, it sets a foundation for building your lasting wealth that really is wealth that really lasts a lifetime. So that's what the Wealth Building Series is all about. It's about building wealth that lasts for a lifetime. And so coming from an entrepreneurial mindset, a visionary, we do. That's what we do. So I found it very easy to do it, you know, sometimes. When something comes to you and it says exactly what you want it to say and the message that you want to convey, it's pretty easy to kind of do the rest. So, for the next couple of weeks, maybe I will, you know, share with you some of the course titles, some of the things that are on the course, some of the series, I should say. I still don't like the course, but it's course, whatever. But share with you some of the different things that I wrote from that series, and I hope that you really kind of listen into this one because this is a special series, and it can definitely change your life. So if you are wanting to change and you want to do some things and you want to create something special for you, your life, your future, you, your family, it doesn't really matter. This is the perfect time for this course for you. So, let me share with you some of the different parts of the course. So, the first volume is called Creating Lasting Wealth. And I go into say that it really all begins with you. So it really does. Everything that you decide to do starts with you. So as everything I've looked at my life and assessed my life and different things that I've learned and the invaluable people I've met, I always come to that same point. It has to be all about you. It has to be all about you. It has to be, everything that you do has to be. From who you are to what message you want your brand to convey, it has to be all about you. It has to be your voice and your voice only. And it has to be what you're passionate about. It has to be what you feel. And it's like anything less is really not doable. So you really have to want for yourself the best for yourself in order to give yourself the life you deserve. So when you do that, you're able to create a life that lasts a lifetime, wealth that lasts a lifetime. And it's important because if you are settling and you're not living your best life, because that is one of your, that is the purpose in life, it is to live your best life. So I mean, you have to become your best self in order to give yourself your best self. So creating, you know, the life that you deserve, you have to know who you are. You have to know yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be able to understand yourself. And you have to be able to know what you want, what you don't want. The choices that you make in life literally define who you are. And every choice that you make, every decision that you decide to do is always going to change you. And the outcome will be exactly what's based on the decision you make. So if you want to create lasting wealth, you have to be a person that really wants the best of yourself. You have to be one that wants to not change the world just yet, but get in touch with you. So that's the most important thing. And when you do that, you're able to do the other. So creating, creating lasting wealth, giving yourself the life that you deserve is really your journey to building lasting wealth, building a life that you can look and say, wow, this is sustainable wealth for me. So you're touching every aspect of who you are, your mind, body, soul, spirit, everything about your being. It's about your being. And so when I know who I am and the being of who I am, and I express myself in this book, express myself in this course, it's what I see myself as. And I just do. I just do. I think that any time that you devalue yourself or you feel that you have to settle or you really, really don't, you know, you're not your greatest hero, then you're going to end up not finding true lasting wealth that you want or the true relationship that you want or your dream job. Or, you know, whatever it is, you won't be able to find that. So you really have to do, it's that thing that you have to really do, you have to love yourself. You have to really come to that self-love thing. So I go on in different parts of this first series, Creating Lasting Wealth. I talk about creating more than just a website. And I talk about different aspects of having a vision, mission, and goal for your business, how that really affects your life, changes your life, defines your focus and where you want your life to be, your business to be. So everything that you do has to have that mission, your mission, vision, and goal has to be in place. And it has to be something like that you come to every time. It's literally your compass, and it guides you. But creating a website, as I say in chapter one, it's more than just a website. And there's a quote that says we are limited not by our abilities, but by our vision. And so if you have a limited vision, then you're going to get limited results. If you think with a mindset of I am unlimited, then you're going to get unlimited results. So you can look at a website, right? When you create a website, it's supposed to be an example of who you are. What your vision is trying to convey. It literally is supposed to invite people into who you are and what you're about. Your website should say everything about you. So when people come there, they go there, they get to know you. That's what a really effective website is supposed to do. It's supposed to say, this is who you are. Just that simple. Customers shouldn't have to go too far. They shouldn't have to dig too deep within those pages to find out who you are and what you're about. Once they see that, that's it. That's done. Done deal. It's finished. So if you have a cross message, and you're not, you know, you're sending out a message that's kind of confusing, then people aren't going to really know exactly what you're about. So, you know, you want to really make sure you are on message when you create your website. And everything about your website speaks about who you are and what you want to say, what you want to convey. Everything about your brand, it's literally your story online. So you have to have those things. I don't know how some businesses are able to not do that and have a brand that's excellent. Because if you're not able to do that, if you're not able to, as a visionary of your business, to be able to convey a message like that and say, this is who I am, this is what we do, this is who we are, I should say. And if you're not able to do that, the customer is not going to be able to resonate with you. So the objective here is to really have the customer resonate exactly with what you're saying. And when you're speaking the same language as the customer, then you'll win the customer. But I am so amazed at how many times so many people don't do that. When you look at their website, you're kind of like, okay, what are they talking about? Who are they? What are they trying to do? And I learned a lesson a long time ago. So I put my, I don't criticize anybody because I did that. When I was starting out, see, I didn't really know. And as I grew, I understood exactly. And but I started out doing I had a blog, but what I was talking about there was pretty confusing. Nobody knew. See, I did not find my tone. I didn't find me, you know? And everything I can look back at this now and kind of laugh at it, because really, what was I, you know, it's like, Annette, what were you saying? What were you trying to say? Things hadn't fallen into place. My life was still evolving. My life was still unfolding. I was still going through this journey. I was still finding out about myself. So I was really in a state of, I don't know who I am yet. I don't know what I want to say. I don't know who I am yet. So how do I know what to say? How would I know what to say? So when I found out who I am and know who, what I needed to do and what I'm about, then that, you know, it began unfolding. And I began to have such clarity that it was so clear, this is who you are. So I look back at that and I say, my gosh, what, I can laugh at it because I say, gosh, I don't know what people were probably thinking, what was I trying to say? Because I really had a lot of stuff on my website that was not really my message, but I was honing into to my own message, my voice, but I hadn't gotten there yet. And so my first site was really about that. I hadn't really gotten to me. The fullness of who I am, my authentic self. So I was really talking about a lot of different things that really wasn't, you know, just because, you know, to put out there, the audience will love it, great. It really wasn't a message I wanted out there. I didn't know that at the time. But like anything else, when you grow and when you get insight into your life and you understand your life and who you are and what you're supposed to be doing, and your intention in your life, and you want to be on purpose in your life and do those things that matter to you, then you begin to see things a whole lot different. And that's exactly what happened. You see things a whole lot differently. Then you're able to you get such clarity that you're able to see exactly where you're going. You're not going through life with blinders on. You know exactly what you want to say. You know exactly what you want to do. And you make that plan to make that happen. So, but the thing is, I didn't always know that. So, but that's chapter one that was really about how you are literally creating a website. You're literally creating a message into who you are online, because that's where people are finding you. And the message has to be exactly who you are. And like I said, if that message is off, everything else is off. So that's why I would tell anybody if what are the best things, you know, when they're starting a business online, what would they do? I would just simply say, hey, make sure you know the who, the what, the when, the why about who you are, your brand, what the message is that you want to convey before you do anything. So, because then when you start doing that, you're going to realize that, oh my gosh, what is it that's coming out? You know, what is it? You know, you're going to get feedback, and then you have to go back and really analyze everything and decide, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I need to get some clarity on what I'm doing. Maybe something I'm not doing right. So that's what I talk about in chapter one. Chapter two was taking action versus standing still. The greatest detriment to anything is inertia. When you sit by and do absolutely nothing, on nothing, and you have these dreams and you have these goals, but you take no action, the worst thing in the world is to never take action. Because you know what action requires? It requires so many different things. It requires courage. It's one of them. So to map a course of action and to literally follow it requires courage. So you can plan out something. And sometimes I hadn't realized how courageous I've been. But when I stop and look at the things that I've done in my life, I says, it takes courage to do that. It takes some balls to do that. to believe in your dreams and then act upon it? You really have to know yourself and trust yourself. Because when it gets down to it, nobody else is going to believe if you don't. And if you believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing, that's the most important thing. And then everybody else may or may not believe in it. But always make sure it's about what you believe in. What you believe in. So the worst thing in the world to do is sit still. How many times have I come in different situations in my life when I've actually sat with and I couldn't sit still because I had to do something? And it didn't matter if it wasn't, it wasn't always going to be the right choice, but at least I was doing something. I remember when I started out and learning online and the different techniques and stuff like that, I was taking action. I didn't know what direction these things were going to go in because nothing, my vision wasn't honed in. It wasn't defined. I didn't know what I wanted to do and all that kind of things. I wasn't clear on anything. But at least I still took action. Because that was far better than sitting still and doing absolutely nothing. So if I said to myself today, I can look back at myself a couple years ago. And I always say this constantly, man, I am so glad you took action. Because if I never took any action, even if things didn't turn out 100% like I wanted them to be, at least I can say to myself, I feel good about myself because I took action. Because when you sit idly by and do absolutely nothing, that can advance yourself, that can advance your life, then you literally sit back and do nothing and you kind of like settle in. But if I had done that, where would I be today? I would be settling. That's the reason why I say to you, what is it are you settling for? What are you settling for out of life? Because the more that you sit still and take no action, the more that opportunities and possibilities, problems, situations, all of that, you miss out on all those things. Because that's all part of life. So literally, when you decide to venture out and start your own business, you're literally saying, I'm going to make a course of action, a plan of action. But it takes courage to see it through. And if you don't strongly believe in yourself, if you don't strongly know your self-worth, then you're not going to be able to finish the journey. You're not going to be able to have an ongoing process of watching yourself grow. So that's why when people say, I've heard this before. I've heard people say this before. A lot of different authors and books that I've read. The question was asked, what was the number one spiritual trait to have in life? And the most important one was courage. Courage. It is the most, the most important spiritual attribute you can ever have in this life. Because it takes courage to do everything. Everything takes courage. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what your objective is. It doesn't matter what an outcome you want. It all takes courage to make it happen. So if you don't have courage, you're never going to be able to complete anything. You're never really going to be able to start anything, much less complete it. So it takes courage, that big C word, to be able to do anything that you want to do in life. So if you have these big dreams and big desires, and you have this plan of action, nothing's ever going to happen if you don't do anything about it. So it takes courage to up your game and do something and say, you know what? I need to do something. I need to step up to the plate and do something for me so I can go home. And I want to go home. So nobody can do that for you but you. That's why it's important to stay so positive and self and stay with a mindset mentality that I can do this and keep yourself full of things that are positive, that are worthwhile, learning from other people, having mentors in your life, being attracted and around and surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded, that you'd like to think like that and get like that to get the results they get. That's why it's so important to do that. And you do become the 5 people that you're surrounded by, or the 10 people, the 100 people, the 200 people. So if you surround yourself with goodness and positivity and worthwhileness and people who have done things and accomplished them and achievers, then, you know, you can learn a lot from them. So I kind of said, you know, that's really, we learn from each other in this life. I've learned so much from other people, good and bad. But I chose to really immerse myself in what the good people were saying. The things that they were putting out there in life, the tough love, the tough stuff, the straight stuff, the real stuff, the truth. I want stuff like that. Because those are the things that have power to change you. And if you want feel-good things, life isn't always feel-good. If you want feel-good instead of tactfulness and truth, it's out there too. But if you want a firmness and a real gut check and a real wake-up call and some aha moments in between, then this is a course for you. It really is. This is a series for you. I'm doing it in audio now, so you get a little excerpts from it now. So enjoy the audio. But it really is. Because, you know, time is fleeting. Time is something that's a commodity. That's a commodity. But standing still in inertia, boy, how much time do you lose with that? That's a lot of time. Because you know what? You know, you can say, I'm going to do this. And every year that goes by is a year that's gone, that you can never get back again. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't get it back because the past is gone. So you could never get it back, ever. Once it's gone, it's gone. You know, it's gone. And it, you know, the really powerful thing about taking action is you don't have to make massive steps. You can take little baby steps because it's still action. So it doesn't make a difference which steps are better, bigger, smaller, in between. It doesn't matter. As long as you're taking steps towards your goals, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. It doesn't, you know, some people might, you know, often some people think, oh gosh, when you have a plan and goals in mind, oh my gosh, I got to accomplish this thing today. I got to do it right now. It has to happen right now. It has to get done right now. There is no way in the world any achievable goal, any amazing dream, anything that's worthwhile is going to take one massive leap of faith and action in one day. You know, that's never going to happen. It doesn't happen. That's not real. That's not reality. It should be the process of the journey that gets you going. You know, it should be looking at yourself and seeing the steps that you've already taken. And then when you get done with that step, you take another step. But the whole thing is, as long as you're doing that in steps, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. You know, I tell people it doesn't matter even if you take... If let's say you do only an hour a day working on your plans, that's it. That's a step. That's a step. It doesn't matter. It's better than no step at all. So the question is, which is better? It doesn't matter as long as you're taking a step, as long as you're taking action. So, you know, it's like that thing that, you know, don't get hung up on, you know, how many things to do and then literally burn yourself out. As long as you're taking a step, every step matters. Every once in a while, I look at my steps and things. I said, my gosh, I've taken too many steps at one time. Slow down just a little bit, you know. But I have taken so many steps over the past several years that, my gosh, it's like I, you know, have to sit down with myself and say, do you realize how many steps you've taken, the things that you've done, just doing one thing, what that's done? And then this other thing and this other thing. It's like you can have one goal and have another goal here, another one here. But look at the steps that you've taken on each one. And the powerful thing is that word, call action. I just didn't sit down and do absolutely nothing. I did something. I'm a tennis fan. I like to watch tennis. And one of my dream goals is to actually go to a tennis match. And I want, you know, something major, one of the major matches, right? So I'm a fan of Roger Federer. I just think the man is a gentleman. He's an amazing player. And when I watch him play, what he does on the field is just as incredible as what he does off the field. I mean, there's a lot of athletes like that. But I'm really talking about him because I could be talking about anybody that's like that. But a couple of years ago, he won Wimbledon, and he said something in his acceptance speech, and I had posted it on my website, and it was called, they asked him a question, how does it feel to win this particular Wimbledon? Because it was, I believe, 2018. And he said, I just kept dreaming and believing and believing and dreaming. So he was dreaming and believing. And that's what dreamers do. We dream. We believe it can happen. But there's another part of that equation we have to do. Dream, believe, and do. So it takes those things. That's the equation. Dream, you know, plus believe. No, dream plus believe plus do equals. Hey, you figure that out. So that is what a course like this can do for you. It can cause you to help you to assist you to really take action on your dreams. And this first chapter, Creating Lasting Wealth, is really the foundation of the series, because it really goes on to tell every aspect of what the other volumes are talking about. So it really gives you kind of like insight into, okay, this is what the picture should be, and let's go follow through the journey of how this happens. So the first volume, volume one, is really going to set the tone for all the other volumes. So that's why it's important to get the foundation in first, and then let the other volumes just piece in together, because it's an entire series. But this chapter is the most important one. And what I got from Federer's from his quote was simply the fact that dreaming and believing is so important. But you have to have action. You have to have action. Anything that, I mean, it really does. It takes courage. Nothing ever worthwhile is ever going to be easy. And I don't think anybody on this planet believes that anything worthwhile is ever easy, because it never is. And you can't do that. It's never easy. When, you know, people look at other people and people, you know, tend to see, wow, this person had it easy. Wow, they're making millions of dollars. You know, they're doing this, they're getting all these endorsement deals and all these things like that, but they don't really see what goes on behind the training that goes behind the person. They really don't see the person and what it takes and requires to make that happen. You see a tennis star like Roger Federer every year in the majors. And why is that? Simply because of the fact that, what is he doing? Taking action. Taking action. How important is action? It is the most important thing. You can dream and believe all day, but until you take action, all that means absolutely nothing. You're literally just wasting your time. So you can sit by and dream and daydream all day, all night, and believe that you can do it. Yeah, you can believe, but that doesn't mean anything. You can say, I can climb those stairs, a million stairs. I can do that. I dream of doing it. I know I can do it. But you can't just do it. You have to take action. You have to train. You have to exercise. You have to do all those things. All that's involved. So it's not just, okay, I'm going to just think about this thing all day and all night, and I'm going to do something. And maybe, you know, I'm not going to do anything and just sit by and just, hey. You know, it's not the lottery, you know. Having your own dreams, you know, having your own desires and wanting to build a dream for yourself and things like that, it doesn't happen. It's unrealistic. It doesn't happen that way. It'd be foolish of you to think that way too, because it never happens that way. It takes work. It takes work. So that's the first couple of chapters. I think I did two chapters. Let me go. You know what? I can go for chapter three. Let's do chapter three, and then that's going to be it for this one. Chapter three is defining your role in business. If you are the founder of your business, then you have to define where your role is, and you have to decide where your role is and what part you're going to play in seeing this goal achieved. This vision that you have for your life, your business. So it's reality that sometimes the entrepreneur, the visionary, the one who starts this thing, the founder, literally wears tons of hats. So as an entrepreneur, you have to be the technician, the manager, the CEO, the sales and marketing team, the CEO, all of it. But that's what solopreneurship is all about. You literally have to be all of those things. And some days you have to do one thing more than the other. And other days you have to do some things less than the other. But you really do wear those different roles, those different hats at different times, you know, for different occasions. So it's never a one size fits all. You're never going to be thinking that, okay, you know, that is, you're just going to be just the visionary, but you're going to have to sometimes do some things. And especially if you are starting out on a budget or you're watching your finances and things like that, you're going to want to start out on doing something that you're able to handle. Sometimes you're going to have to end up doing and wearing more than one hat. So sometimes when you're starting out, it's not going to be easy. But as you build and as you grow, and then, you know, you take on different people and you outsource some things. You take less of a role as a founder. You do a lot less. You just kind of dictate to people what you want them to do. And that kind of thing. Or sometimes you might not want that. Sometimes you might want to just still stay involved. There's a lot of CEOs and founders and executives who are still doing the thing that they're doing. They're not changing. You look at people like Gary Vee. You know, you look at people like, oh gosh, numberless of people. I can name tons of entrepreneurs who are still doing something, whether it's actively helping out in this world or whether it's doing whatever their, you know, their talent is, what they're supposed to be doing. There's tons of them still out there doing those things. So they haven't changed. You know, it's that thing. I just don't want to sit still. You know, you just don't like inertia. It gets like that. You know, when you have purpose and when you have a desire to live life and do what you love, you never really sit still. You never really, you know, there's never really a time you're doing absolutely nothing. So, but if you want to really define your role, you know, you really have to find out what your strengths are and find out what you do best and then do that. You know? And then other things you have to, like I said, you may have to outsource a few things and get somebody else to do something, get a husband or a wife or some friends, people that you can trust, you know, or any kind of partnership that you can develop and work with. That's what I've done. to see my vision become a reality, that's what I have to, that's what I'm doing. You know, to be able to see my vision become a reality, I have to partner with different people in different situations. But it has to be something that is like-minded my brand. The same thinking, the same desire, passion, outcome kind of thing. So you never really do it all alone sometimes. You know, and if you want to dream big and you're dreaming big, then you're going to really need some other different parts of the puzzle to be able to see those dreams become a reality. So you do often have to ask yourself, what are you good at? What is your strongest role? You know, what are your tasks? What do you do? What do you enjoy doing? You know, questions like that you have to ask yourself. So this way you can hone in exactly what it is that you should be doing. So sometimes you might find yourself having, you know, like I did, have to be skilled. I'm skilled at one thing, but I also find myself having to learn something, to learn another skill, to be skilled at that. So it wasn't always, it was like there are times that I had to learn something in this area to be able to do that. I had to master that. Okay, then once I mastered that, I had to wear another hat, master that, then do that. So, but again, that's the sacrifice you make as a solopreneur. And until you take on partnerships and people that you can trust that can help you get your goals to where you want it to be, you have to do those things until you get there. But that's the life of an entrepreneur. That's the life of an entrepreneur. But entrepreneurs, you know, those, like I said, those that are, they're still out there doing they're still doing their thing. They're still writing content, creating content, doing brand deals, partnerships. I don't think an entrepreneur stops, because entrepreneurs create. That's why we're visionaries. We create things. We see something, something that's missing in the marketplace, and we have that desire to go ahead, and we want to create something. You know, we see something, we get an itch. It's a human thing, though. You know, we have this desire to go ahead and do more than just that, more than just do one thing. So it is, you find yourself, I want to do something. You know, you look at something like that and you say, oh gosh, you know, that creative juice starts to flow. And once that starts to flow, everything else just goes right along with it. And it's so funny, because most entrepreneurs you see, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't really matter it doesn't matter. I mean, it's one of those things that age doesn't mean anything when it comes to entrepreneurship, because as long as you are alive and as long as you want to be creative, you're always going to want to do something. You're always going to want to create something. You're always going to have this desire to see something in the marketplace that you don't see. And that's the thing. So it's never a one and done thing. You know, it's always more than, it never stops. It seems that way. But that's the thing about entrepreneurship. That's the thing about it. It's dynamic and it changes. And, you know, it's so many things involved.